Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
All right, good morning to you on this 30th day of April, a rainy one out there. It's now pouring in downtown St. Louis. That front has now moved in, so most people in the sound of our voice who are out driving need to pay particular attention to the reports of one Susan Thomas, who's going to be bringing you any traffic updates here in just a few minutes as things develop on the roadways out there. Looks like we're going to get a lot of rain today, and hopefully we don't have too many problems this morning on your commute. We're far enough into it now. We should be in pretty good shape. Glad you're with us. Coming up, we're going to talk about several things here, including the obvious strategy of the people who support open borders right now on this immigration issue to drag on your emotions, to pull on your heartstrings about these poor Maryland man who's been sent to a third world country. Oh, that, by the way, they don't happen to mention is his home country, and it's where he came from, and he came here illegally, and he was a gang member, and he beat his wife, and they don't mention all the other stuff. They just want the emotion of it to make their impact. We're going to talk to a man who's written a book about that, in fact, and he's coming up here in the next segment for us. Bottom of the hour, Taylor Riggs is going to join me. She's with the Fox Business Network, and she is she's great, number one, but I'm anxious to get her take on the news yesterday from Scott Bessent that they've inked a deal on the tariff thing with at least one big country, but he wouldn't say who it was. Lots of speculation it might be India, and the market went up just on that little bit of news. So hopefully we get a few more details from Taylor here at the bottom of the hour. By the way, the Blues play tonight, right, Kim, at 8:30? Yeah,
Game five.
Good. Game five in Winnipeg.
Game six is here in St. Louis.
Yeah, Friday. I wonder if the new Prime Minister of Canada will be there, eh?
Mm.
I don't know. You're not a big fan of America.
It's a fantastic accent.
I'm sorry. I make him sound like he's from like North Dakota or Minnesota.
You mix a lot of accents together,
I do.
Mark.
It's okay. I can't help myself. Their overreaction to think of what Justin Trudeau did to that country, and they would turn around and hand the reins over to this guy. Lord help them. Lord help the Canadians. God save the Queen. That's all I have to say for them up there, for sure. All right, we do have lots to get to this morning. What I want to do first, Ethan, is get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
A charitable interpretation of the behavior of the Democratic Party may exist, but I can't think of one.
John Kennedy had a couple of buttes yesterday, I have to tell you. That one, he also kind of went sideways on AOC and was teasing her about a potential run for president.
Despite his low approval ratings, he's still more popular than the Democrat. So it's really the ultimate indictment against the Democratic Party because the Democrats still can't beat him because you still have nobody to beat him.
That's very true. Stephen A. Smith, that guy is going to be part of a town hall with the president tonight. Donald Trump talks to everybody. Did you see him with this Moran guy from ABC yesterday? He took him to task over a lot of fake news. Tonight, Donald Trump's going to be on a News Nation event with Chris Cuomo and Bill O'Reilly and Stephen A. Smith, and we're going to carry it live for you right here on 97.1 FM.
China probably will eat those tariffs, but at 145, they basically can't do much business with the United States.
Think about that. The president pointing out some hard facts yesterday. The fact that, as most people will be honest, if they're being honest with you, will tell you China needs the U.S. to buy its products. They will bend to these tariffs.
We're taking back our country from a sick political class that got rich selling America out and bleeding America dry. We don't let that happen anymore.
No, there was the president when he was up in Michigan yesterday, because he was having a ball. He was really having a good time. I know he called Scott Jennings up. So Scott Jennings, of course, I'm not quite even sure why he was there. He's from Kentucky. Maybe he was there for CNN covering it. I don't know. He's a commentator on CNN, where just about every night he takes some liberal on one of these panels and just tears him up. I mean, it's fun to watch, because he's not always been a big pro-Trump guy. Mm-hmm. So the president, I think he was surprised by it, called him up on the stage last night. Go to cut 8, please.
Michigan, we were flying in here today. And I said, look at these farms. I got to get a farm in Michigan, because when you own as many libs as I do, you got to put a place to put them all. Thank you all very much.
That was it. That's all he said.
You think Scott Jennings off air gets along with the crew there at CNN?
Oh,
or you
sure
think there's
he does.
Some tension?
He's a nice guy.
I'm sure he's a nice guy.
I never
guy.
Get the impression. Now, maybe
it's
they
not
don't.
Not him. It'd be the other people.
Maybe
because
they
we're
don't
the
like
ones,
him.
It,
yeah.
That's it. Because the left seems to be the ones, they cannot handle being friends with somebody who has different opinions than them.
He is so much smarter than most of them that maybe they harbor some resentment for him. I don't know. All I know is that he's been chewing them up and spitting them out. Hey, I got a little something I want to announce this morning. And hopefully, if you know him, you will reach out to him today and congratulate him. Here, let me play this for you real quick.
Hello, I am Captain Kevin Lawson of the City of Fenton Precinct. As we welcome 2025, I, along with the supervisors, officers, and staff of our precinct, wish everyone a safe and prosperous year.
That is Kevin Lawson, the captain down in Fenton, in the Fenton precinct. And I had the honor of getting to know Captain Lawson because we went down for one of our Feed Our First Responders last year. We delivered some food down there along with Tony Stone, Grillmaster Tony. And Captain Lawson gave me this really cool pen in what looked like a miniature gun case. It's really cool. I still got it on my desk in there. He even had it inscribed to me,
wow,
which was fantastic, which, of course, elevated him in my book immediately. I'm just
so that's
kidding.
The secret,
Captain.
Right?
Yeah, that's it. You want to give me gifts, that's what happens. All joking aside, congratulations. Captain Kevin Lawson is retiring today. Today is his last day of work at the St. Louis County Police Precinct there in Fenton, after 46
wow.
years of service as a police officer.
How common is it where somebody's in an industry like that for that long?
Well, you know, I mean, obviously Mike Wiegand just had, I believe, almost that many years, maybe more, down in Eureka. So good for them, right?
Maybe,
these
maybe
are the survivors.
Maybe you see that with law enforcement, but it seems like there's a trend where people are just, you know, you're in one industry for a few years and you burn out and
around,
you jump around.
Yeah,
and yeah, there's just not, it's not the same.
Well, Captain Lawson, congratulations to you on a fantastic career. And I hope you get a chance to really enjoy that retirement. And congratulations. Anybody that knows him, give him a shout out today and congratulate him on it. A career well served. We appreciate you, sir. Going to get to a break here now. Coming up, Dr. Joe Rigney. I told you he is a fellow of theology, but he's written a number of books now on leadership and emotional sabotage, which is what he says that is exactly what's going on in this argument over the deportation of criminal illegal aliens. We'll talk to him right after the break.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Don't even think about it. You will be caught. You will be removed. And you will never return.
In recent weeks, the United States Department of Homeland Security broadcasted ads like this one across Mexico, warning migrants not to enter the United States illegally, offending some in the country.
I'm Mexican, and I'm very proud to be Mexican. So yes, of course it's offensive.
Yeah, that's a report on CNN International there, as you can tell. And, you know, telling you that the issue of immigration is a matter of humanity is the title of that article. Is it? If you break into the country illegally in Mexico, you get treated very differently. I can tell you that from personal knowledge. Let me get to our guest right now. Dr. Joe Rigney serves as a fellow of theology at New St. Andrews College. He's a pastor at Christ Church out in Idaho, and he's the author of 8 books, including Leadership and Emotional Sabotage. And Dr. Rigney, welcome in.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mark.
Yeah, great to have you on. Your book, I think I shorted it, is the Sin of Empathy. What are we seeing here in these arguments regarding illegal immigration, in your opinion?
Yeah, a lot of times what happens is that the good and right impulse for compassion, which is a virtue and something that we all want to commend and encourage, can get hijacked when it becomes untethered from what is true and from what is good, from a kind of moral framework. And instead, people's feelings become in the driver's seat and become the all-encompassing moral concern. And so in a situation like this with immigration, I actually had a friend send me a picture from the border and from the Mexico side of the border wall, in which in big block letters somebody had graffitied empathy, with the message being something like, in order to have empathy, you're not allowed to have a border.
Yeah,
which I think is a pretty good illustration of the kind of corruption of compassion that empathy, at least as it's frequently used, represents in the modern world. It means you can't have boundaries, can't have borders, can't have anything separates. Instead, you just have to have this kind of fusion where there's no border. And that's true in our political. It's true at a personal individual level. You could think of someone who demands that you validate and affirm every feeling that they have. Because if you don't, then you don't love me and you don't care about me. Mm-hmm. And of course, we know that this is false and flawed. We can think of many examples where it isn't. But in the modern world, this is kind of the pinnacle virtue.
The problem with that is it's a moving target, right? We're always told how we have to adjust to, oh, well, now it's this and you have to feel bad for me in this way. And we're seeing that, like you said, play out with these illegals where people feel like, oh, they should be allowed to stay. Well, this is the same person who was convicted of rape or murder. And for some reason, they're saying, no, they should be allowed to stay here in the United States.
Yeah. And I think that's actually one of the more surprising things about the way this has played out is I expected there to be these kinds of emotional appeals and an attempted emotional manipulation. When it came to what I would call the immigrants whose only crime, perhaps, was crossing the border illegally. Mm-hmm. But what's actually been so surprising is the way that the left has decided that even the gang members and the rapists and those who have committed violent crimes are also going to receive the same kind of emotional manipulation, which shows you how far down that rabbit hole they've gone. Because while it's a stronger pull when you have someone who just came to the country to better themselves or have a better life. I think even in that case, the law is the law, and it's perfectly right for a country to be able to establish a border and to govern who comes in and out of it. But to have the left go so far as to insist that every illegal immigrant receive a massive individual trial and all of these kind of things rather than simply being deported is quite shocking to me, actually.
Yeah, Dr. Joe Rigney, our guest. What about the left making the argument that I saw somebody make the outrageous argument the other day that the Republicans would deport Jesus if he showed up in the United States.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing because people often point to Christ and the situation he went through as a baby. He was a refugee. He was a migrant, and they point to this. But Christ's family was journeying to Bethlehem in order to obey the law. In order to take part in a census so that they could be taxed properly by the Roman authorities.
Right.
So in that situation, they were actually obeying the law. They were following the law of that time in order to do what was required of them, which is a fundamentally different situation than someone who says, the border doesn't matter. I can come across. I have a right to essentially invade your country.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. What happens when empathy becomes untethered from justice, when mercy becomes untethered from justice, it actually grows unmerciful. It actually becomes a kind of man-eating weed that destroys it in its path because it doesn't have anything anchoring it. It doesn't have anything sturdy and solid, and it becomes simply a big blob and fusion of feelings.
That's true. Now, this is your latest book. You've authored 8 of them, The Sin of Empathy. Where can people find them? Where's an easy place to go? Amazon?
Yeah, all of them can be found at Amazon. You can also get it straight from the publisher at sinofempathy.com.
Very good. Dr. Rigney, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can get those on Amazon, tariff-free.
Tariff-free. You mean they won't post the price next to it?
No, they won't even tell you how much they marked it up. I'm just kidding. A little fun with Jeff Bezos this morning. How about that? Speaking of which, Taylor Riggs coming up from the Fox Business Network. And yesterday, just on word that they may have struck a deal with some foreign country, the stock market went back up. So we'll find out what it's doing this morning and her reaction to the president's 100 days after this.
Going to give permanence to the 2017 Tax Cuts and Job Act, which will, back to the question on certainty, it will give American business certainty, it will give American people certainty, and then President Trump is also adding the things for working Americans that is talked about earlier, no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, no tax on Social Security, making auto payments deductible. So that will substantially address the affordability crisis.
Yep, that's Secretary Bessent talking about what's going to happen with the big, beautiful bill. And we're fortunate enough to have Taylor Riggs with us this morning, co-anchor of the Big Money Show and fresh off the set, well, minus a couple hours from Fox and Friends First, where I saw her with our friend Todd Pyro this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
You were up really early today, Taylor.
You know, too early, but that's okay. The news never stops.
That's true. Good for you, man. That's I'm sitting at my desk going, wow, they got Taylor out of bed early this morning for that one. That
means you're up too early, too.
Well, yeah, we go on at 5 o'clock Central Time. So at 6 Eastern, I was just before 6 Eastern watching you on there. So, yeah, that's good. So you guys were talking a little bit about the president's first 100 days and these tariffs. And what about this? I saw yesterday where Bessent announced he's very close to he struck a deal. He's waiting for the parliament in this country, unnamed country, to approve the deal. And even on that speculation, the markets bounce back a little bit, right?
Yeah. So, again, what we are hearing is there's, you know, one deal that is coming out to be finalized. And, you know, if this is a big country, I think a lot of people are hoping that this is India.
Right.
Because they're one of the biggest trading partners, ex-China. That this is good because it would really set the stage for what future trade deals could look like. A lot of people are hoping that if this is a big country with a big trade deal, this could be the blueprint. Is this how we can start to think about what the other deals will start to look like? And I think this will give the market some reassurance that look, historically, trade deals take 18 months to negotiate. And if we can start to get this done, then there won't be a longer pause. We can start to get some resolution, some clarity. That's what business leaders need right now. And so, yeah, it was enough, at least certainly yesterday, to move the market.
It seems like it should be easier than that, doesn't it? I mean, when you simplify this thing, the U.S. feels as if the tariff charged by India on in certain sectors is too high. We want them to bring that down. Can't you just sit down at the table and they say, okay, we'll bring this down. You negotiate a point you're comfortable with, and then you move forward. But you just said these can take 18 months normally.
Yeah, you know, the devil's in the details. And, you know, there's some big tariffs in India where we can't sell a lot of our American cars. That's been a big push with the president in Detroit area yesterday, right? And so that's a negotiating deal. There were some other negotiations I heard going on that if China isn't accepting delivery of our Boeing planes, is someone else in the region going to accept delivery for their government-run airlines? And so, again, it is complicated. And, you know, I think the American people can really understand reciprocity and the reciprocal tariffs. I think the Liberation Day tariffs were very jarring to some people because it was calculated based on the trade deficit, not certain reciprocal tariffs.
Right.
And so I think going back to that and then trying to, again, from this administration, figure out, you know, who is in charge. We've been hearing originally a lot from Peter Navarro and Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, but more and more we're hearing more from Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary. And I think Scott Bessent is, and I've said this on your program, one of the smartest people in that administration. So I love that he's been the one out really front and center, maybe involved in these negotiations. So it's complicated. But again, we just need sort of one big deal to get the ball rolling.
I saw you posting on X about our Senator Josh Hawley and how he's pushing once again for the so-called Pelosi Act, which would essentially ban lawmakers from trading stocks. What do you think about all that?
So I was trying to take an informal poll to figure out how do Americans feel about this. So it would ban a lawmaker and their spouses from investing in certain securities. So I think the biggie when we all think about is if I'm a high-level congressperson and I'm getting briefed on, let's say it's January, February 2020, and I'm getting briefed on COVID and the economy and all these shutdowns, and I then go out and sell my stocks, does that feel fair to everyone else who still in that time wasn't really sure what the economic impact would be?
Of course
not. Does that feel like material inside information? A lot of people say, yeah. You know, let's put it in Josh Hawley's proposal in a blind trust or allow you to trade a broad index, but not a specific individual company like an NVIDIA. If I know that NVIDIA is or is not going to be impacted by tariffs and I'm in that big briefing, you know, but a lot of people kept saying, you know, some of these small lower level Congress people, they know just as much as I do. They're not in these briefings. We shouldn't punish them. I tend to lean a little bit more on, I don't want them involved in the markets. To me, it appears, even if there isn't a true conflict of interest, it appears that way. And I don't want people in Congress getting rich off the market. They're there to do their job, to represent me, not to be day trading stocks. If they want to do that once they're voted out or leave, great. But I don't want them there like Nancy Pelosi, who's there for hundreds of years and she's getting rich off the market. That's not the goal.
Hundreds of years.
I just love that he named it the Pelosi Act. Doesn't the president have to put their stuff in a blind trust? They do, don't they?
I believe so.
I think they do.
And I believe that... excuse me, I'm forgiving his name, the crypto and AI czar, David Sacks.
Yes.
Again, one of the smartest people from Silicon Valley to come out and support Trump, had sold off most or all of his individual holdings as well in AI and crypto, given that is going to be his new role in the administration. So we do have some checks and balances. And yes, the SEC could theoretically go after anyone in Congress if they violated this rule. But again, theoretically, and I think the American people, some of them say, yeah, I don't even want you involved. That's not your job.
That's a good point. Taylor Riggs, the Big Money Show there on Fox. Taylor, here's hoping you get a nap at some point today, okay?
Thank you. We're trying. You too.
Yeah, thank you. We'll talk soon. Always great having her on here talking about that. And you can watch her there noon to, I believe, 2 now. I think they've expanded that on Fox Business now. So, yeah, the Pelosi Act, that just cracks me up. People that go to Congress and stay there for hundreds of years.
Well, really, I mean,
almost 100.
I was going to say Nancy Pelosi, yeah, top of the list.
Yeah, no kidding. That's true. All right. When we come back, there is news out of Jeff City this morning about the budget bill and all of the pork that's the pet projects packed into this budget bill that's going to, apparently, they're negotiating it right now, and then it would go to the governor's desk sometime before the end of the session on the 16th of May. So we're going to kick that around, and I'll tell you a little bit of what's being reported this morning when we come back. I quoted that Ron Swanson bite last night when I was talking to the Turning Point USA crowd out in Washington that turned out, and because they were asking me, you know, how do you feel about the government and spending in Missouri? And I'm like, well, they could do better. We don't have a revenue problem. We have a spending problem. It's always been the problem with government. You don't elect people on how they're going to save you money. You elect people based on what they promise you on the campaign trail they're going to do to spend your money. They're just going to spend it differently than the next guy. Evidence in part here is the current Missouri budget. I want to read an article to you that's in today's Missouri Independent. The Missouri Senate Tuesday night began debating 13 spending bills to fund state government operations in the coming year. The bills would appropriate $49.4 billion, $1.5 billion more than the proposal approved by the House, and $700 million less than the proposal by Governor Mike Kehoe at the beginning of the session. Several big-ticket items are included in there, including $300 million more for public schools, $107 million more for child care subsidy payments, and $92 million to pay off some legal judgment against the state. But the biggest source of new spending in the Senate budget is 169 line items of pork. Favored projects and programs added to the budget. The $441 million in earmarks range in size from $36,000 for the Kansas City Police Department to implement crime prevention through environmental design training, whatever the hell that is.
What does that mean?
And $37.9 million from federal funds, get this, for the Missouri Office of Refugee Administration, an independent office of the not-for-profit International Institute of St. Louis. This is just an idea of some of the pork that's in your budget. The state of Missouri has a budget that's as big, that's, I believe, slightly bigger than that, than for the state of Illinois, where they have twice as many residents. How does any of this make sense?
Well, maybe the question we need to be asking some of these candidates when they're running for these offices is, how do you plan on saving money? Like you said, the key question we always ask is, well, where would you like to see that money spent? Well, I'd like to see it spent on, you know, LGBTQ inclusivity type programs.
Yeah, and
then people say, well, no, it should go toward this. But you're right. It's a spending problem. And we need to figure out, how are we going to save money? Where can we cut? What's unnecessary? A lot of it is the answer. So much of it is just garbage.
And it's why these Senate leadership positions are so important. Last year, lawmakers agreed to spend $8 million to renovate a footbridge on Jefferson Avenue in Springfield in the district of Senate Appropriations Committee Chair Lincoln Huff, who might be the biggest rhino in Jeff City. Maybe not, but he's in competition for it. And $12.5 million to purchase 1,800 acres in McDonald County, the home district of House Budget Committee Chairman Dirk Deaton of Noel.
Question for you, Ethan. So remember you were saying that was it a bridge on I-55 where they were doing construction, they messed it up and they had to redo it?
Yeah.
So in that case, it would not be on the taxpayers to fund any additional products they would need, right? It would fall on the company that they are contracting with, to pay.
Potentially.
Yeah, or do you think that falls on the taxpayers?
Unless it was an engineering problem. I mean, let's put it this way. If the time spent fixing it increases exponentially, mm-hmm. that's going to increase the cost of the project, and the taxpayers are paying for the project.
True.
So I'd love to know the answer to that. We're gonna try to get somebody from MoDOT on here who can maybe explain what's going on, because I feel sorry for, you know, Ethan drives in it, although not at peak traffic hours, but anybody that gets stuck on 55 morning or night, this has been going on forever. It's like the never-ending construction project. So maybe we can get you an update on that. We'll try anyway. All right, that's going to do it for us today. Brian Kilmer to be up here next. Good luck on the roads. Watch out for all the rain that's going to happen. Sue will be back in here this afternoon on the Mark Reardon Show to get you home safely. How about that? Have a great day. Kim and Ethan and I and Sue will see you back here Thursday morning at 5 a.m. See you then.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.